So this is another part of our series on osteoporosis, and we're going to talk about the side effects of a lot of the bisphosphonates that are out there, and many of your doctors might be asking for you to take them. And here's why I personally do not recommend this to my patients. Number one, prevention is the number one key to prevent you from having osteoporosis. Number two, getting our anxiety, depression, melancholy as we change and lose the sunlight, we'll need more vitamin D. So we're going to talk about that along with the side effects that are caused by bisphosphonates and why we want you to keep a healthy smile and a healthy body by learning, listening, and hopefully instilling some new steps into your life that are easy to do and help you have a brighter, wider smile. So stay tuned and come on and listen.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Everyday Health Hacker. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the young lady here, Dr. Lisa Liao.
Hi, welcome back.
I am good to be anywhere. Life is a good, you know, every day is a gift. Girl, let me tell you what, at my age, every day is a good day.
Every day is a good day, and that's where I always share, you know, you wake up every day and just be grateful.
Absolutely.
Just be grateful. Start the day with gratefulness.
You would go, okay, I got another one. Look at the obituary column. My name's not in there. I can go to work. You know?
Yes, but let's not be worried about that.
I'm not.
Let's talk about prevention.
Prevention is very good. Dr. Liao is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, and she knows everything, and she's going to share it with us today.
Well, we're going to share more on osteoporosis, and this is probably going to be something that we're talking about quite frequently because there is such a medical dental tie-in to this. This is also about prevention and primary care physicians. We are about prevention. And, you know, before the show, we were talking about, you know, like, when do you screen for osteoporosis? And, you know, women usually go in, they get a mammogram, they get a bone density. And it used to be that we started at 40, then there was some things that came out with the United States Task Force for Preventive Medicine, long name, but a true thing happening. And they said you can't be screened until 50. And, you know, I just ignored that way back then. I still ignore it because, you know, I want to start screening as early as possible. You know, I've had patients at 35, 36 with breast cancer. And what can we do to prevent it? In fact, the youngest one we had was 28 years old. So, you know, the other interesting part is that the American Cancer Society also doesn't recommend to do manual exams for women of your breasts. I'm like, yeah, you should do it every month because that's usually how in every one of those cases, that's how the women found it. So I encourage, in order to take care of you, you got to know your body. And today we're going to talk more about osteoporosis prevention, and we're going to recap about vitamin D, taking calcium. You know, if you're going in for what I call an annual preventive maintenance exam with your doctor, they're going to look at your thyroid because your thyroid and your parathyroid, and a lot of people may not have heard about the parathyroid. Your parathyroid actually sits inside your thyroid, and that is what is possible for your vitamin D and your calcium interacting with your bones. So it's a very important organ in your body, and it's about the size of a marble. It's actually quite small, and that's one of the things that if we're having a person that has a bone density issues, we're looking at their parathyroid, their thyroid, their vitamin D. We're also looking at testosterone. You know, they may have at the total bottom of the bank for their testosterone, and we need that for good bone stability. It's unfortunate that a lot of people wait too long and they've had a fracture because they've either fallen, they've tried something new, they fell on their wrist, and now they've broken it. So it's just what we can do is we can prevent it by just going in and getting an annual physical. Because that's part of it.
Yeah, well, one of the things we and I talked about, I said, how do you know if you have osteoporosis? She goes, well, people find out because they broke a hip or walked down the wrist and fell or fractured their leg. And I'm like, wait a minute, there's got to be a way before that.
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, get a scan. I said, okay, and that way, if you get a scan when you're 40, then when you're 45 or 50, you can get another scan and say, okay, I lost this or I didn't lose any. And that's good.
It's beautiful.
It doesn't hurt you. You don't do anything but lay on, like you said, lay on a...
And even a more simpler way to find out where your bone density is that when you go and see your dentist, you know they take x-rays. They do that every year.
Okay.
And they're looking at things, and then they compare it. That's why you should always have a great relationship with your doctors, and we talked about relationship on many of our other episodes.
Okay, so that'll show it?
And that will show it because our jaw is the most vascular, one of the most vascular bones. It's not the only vascular bone, but it's one of the most vascular bones in your body. You know, and if you're under stress, you're anxious, and you're grinding, and you're causing stress on your teeth, you can actually have bone loss. It can also cause a periodontal disease, which is, you know, your gums may be very erythemic, which is, they're very red. When you floss, it might bleed. You know, those are all issues that a dentist needs to see. And as a primary care specialist, that's one of the things that when I look in your mouth, that's what I'm looking for. So that if I'm seeing bleeding gums, there's probably a weakness in the bone. A lot of women will say, you know, oh, I want that lip filler. And they're like, you know, my lips are just falling. You know, that's actually caused from bone loss in the jaw. So we can prevent that by something very simple, vitamin D, calcium, exercise, decreasing your stress load. You know, I wear a splint. I've shared that with a lot of people. It looks like an Invisalign. It's a lower tray, and it's built, and we call it an orthognathic splint, which means it's on my lower jaw, and it fits perfectly because it's personalized for me.
Right.
And we equilibrate it so that it doesn't cause that stress. So if I'm in a stressful position, I might be grinding. In fact, I know that I'm grinding. Grinding can also be genetic, which the technical word is bruxism. And all of those things wear down your bone. Because if you're grinding under too much stress, your bone can't repair it. And what I would compare that with is, let's say that you're in Invisalign and you're having some equilibration of your entire bite. You're moving your teeth to be straight. It's slowly moving your teeth into your bone. You know, what's interesting about, just on a side note about teeth, is that teeth are floating. You know, they're attached by ligaments. They're not attached to the bone. They're attached by ligaments to the bone.
Oh, okay.
So if you have bone that has deteriorated, those ligaments are looser, and that's why people will have teeth that wiggle. And when you're in Invisalign, what happens is that you're moving the teeth, and they're micro movements. And if you have a good diet and you're doing the things that we're encouraging you to do, stronger bone comes behind it.
So
that's why
helps.
You need good rest. That's why you need to convalesce. Convalescence means, you know, turn off the cell phone, just relax, rest, and let your body repair. We get our best rest at night when we sleep, and that's when we need to repair. If we're not getting good nutrition, our body doesn't have any nutrients to repair.
Ah, okay, because I know Invisalign, it's funny, you get a different one every week, and it just changes. It's like braces.
Yeah.
It just changes everything, and they don't hurt, and they don't tear up your lips or anything like that. People don't make fun of you.
And they're not toxic. You know, they're not metal.
They're
not pulling bacteria
in. They work really well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in 6 or 8 weeks, you're 10 weeks, you're done. You
right.
know? And that's the best thing about it. But that's, you know, that's the cool thing. But osteoporosis, we've got supplements you want to take. We got the different tough supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And side effects.
Oh, side effects on osteoporosis.
Talk about that.
You know, we've talked a little bit about, you know, osteonecrosis, you know, just losing your jawbone, which osteonecrosis means that you lose the vascularization in your jaw, which causes the bone to disintegrate. Necrosis means death of the bone. That is the actual Latin terminology. And when that occurs, the ligaments have nowhere to attach. So you're going to lose your teeth. And we want to prevent that. And trauma, you can also lose your teeth, obviously. And number three, you know, as you're aging and you're not giving your body the nutrients that it needs, your bones will get lighter and they will have more areas that are thinner. And that's why bisphosphonates came out, because bisphosphonates were just originally originated to stop bone cancer, which means that it took away the ability for the bone to, people who have bone cancer, it's causing bad bone, crazy bone, to just disintegrate and collapse. And the bisphosphonates were originally brought in so that it would slow that process down.
Okay.
So that they would have time to heal in between their chemotherapy. They also use it in rheumatological diseases. And the reason why I'm so against it is because it takes, some of the basic human dignity away, which is if you get osteonecrosis, you're going to lose your teeth. And that's a very severe, because we can't do, not me personally, the dentist would not be able, or oral surgeon would not be able to put an implant because there's no bone
there. To put the implant
now,
in.
We can do bone grafting, but if you don't have any bone for it to attach to, you know, you're at a loss. And these are people that if you go into a denture, the pressure of the denture itself can cause additional bone loss. So it's quite a conundrum, because you need to be able to eat to have good nutrition in order to be able to repair your bone.
You need to have teeth to eat.
And that's where, you know, we have, you know, stem cells, IPRF, APRF, some of these different technologies to help build that.
Right.
And not everybody is a candidate for that, but for those who are, it's an incredible, beautiful scenario, because they get to keep their smile.
So right now we're looking at supplements to prevent this from happening.
While you are young, or younger. If you are 35 and younger, you know, 500 to 1,000 milligrams of calcium. Calcium citrate, take on an empty stomach. Calcium gluconate, you can take with food. Vitamin D, you know, 5,000 units. And if you're one of those people like, doctor, I am always out in the sun, well, take 2,000, or have your vitamin D checked.
Yeah, but then if you're always out in the sun, then your dermatologist will
go, that was my next step.
Everything off your arms and head.
And that is my next step, is that, you know, you need natural sunlight, but you don't need the intensity to be out there for 20, 30 minutes. Honestly, just 10 minutes, which is, you know, maybe going to start the sprinklers and coming back, you've gotten your sunlight that you needed. On gray days, take 10,000 or up to 10,000. Check with your doctor, because they can take blood tests to check these in their SpectraCell. There's other things that we can do to get really scientific about it. We also talked about rhodiola.
Right.
You know, rhodiola helps give people... it just helps them to really focus and give them energy and stamina. And who doesn't want more of that?
You have actually
that's
a better
good thing.
Outlook.
You feel better.
Mm-hmm.
There's ashwagandha. You know, that's great for a lot of people to also promote relaxation and calming, increases their energy levels. But you also want to be cautious with it when it comes to people who have heart conditions. Some of the other things that I wanted to mention that we hadn't mentioned on other ones, and we're going to wrap this up here shortly, is on osteoporosis, is that some of the other things that you can have with it is with the bisphosphonates, is not just the problems with digestion, but you can also have hot flashes, you can get leg cramps, and one of the potential risks of blood clots, which is very dangerous. So next episode, we'll talk about more.
So if you're going to take medicine for it, you're really taking a serious step.
You're taking a serious step. Talk to your doctor. Talk to your dentist. You know, here at Meridian, we take care of the person from head to toe, and we're going to do parameters and help you to make a good decision and what is best for you and your family.
More to come right here. And if you have any questions, info@everydayhealthanchor.com. We always will answer your emails, and we actually love to do it.
Have a blessed day, and we'll see you soon. Like and subscribe.